from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Theo. August 3rd, Tech Roundup. 5 stories. Here's number 1. Let's get into it. First, from Slashdot, Hollywood fights AI in public while quietly building it into movies. While Hollywood performers and studios publicly protest against AI, the industry is quietly building its dependence on it. Job postings in late June showed over 10% of available positions were related to AI, with top studios recruiting people to build AI tools and defend their intellectual property against unauthorized AI use. Companies are hesitant to detail their AI plans, partly due to consumer and union backlash, but big stars like George Lucas and Martin Scorsese have been more open about embracing the technology for storytelling. Some studios are cutting deals with AI companies, and filmmakers are backing AI startups. For example, Ben Affleck launched an AI film tech company, Interpositive, which was later sold to Netflix for $500 million. The company aimed to keep storytelling human by building AI tools that could fix lighting, generate missing shots and other tasks, while keeping creative decisions in the hands of artists. Disney, Netflix, and Amazon had job postings focused on using AI for creative tasks like visual effects, animation, and sound. Meanwhile, Universal, Paramount, Warner Brothers, and Sony were using AI for marketing, distribution, and audience analytics. The postings suggest that Disney, Netflix, and Amazon are building repeatable AI workflows and in-house teams to develop custom generative AI models. Ironically, the article that exposed this trend was built using Claude Code, a generative AI tool. Disney's job postings included roles for content security, assessing AI tools, and guarding against piracy, as well as hiring PhD-level talent to study computer graphics and AI for Pixar and Disney films. Next. Second, from InfoQ, Embabel Agent Framework reaches 1.0. Embabel has reached its 1.0 release, providing a framework for AI agents on Java. It allows Java and Kotlin developers to define agents as typed domain objects. Built on Spring AI, Embabel supports multiple model providers and combines planning with predefined state machines, offering flexibility for agent workflows. Up next, third, from SiliconANGLE. CrowdStrike finds AI systems under direct attack as exploit windows shrink. Artificial intelligence has become a target for attackers rather than only a tool they use, according to CrowdStrike Holdings Inc.'s 2026 Threat Hunting Report, released today. The annual report draws on observations from CrowdStrike's Overwatch threat hunting team and intelligence analysts, tracking more than 290 named adversaries over the 12 months to June 30th. And then, fourth, from SiliconANGLE. Report claims China is distilling U.S. frontier models to power military AI applications. An exclusive report by Reuters Today has surfaced evidence that suggests Chinese artificial intelligence firms have been leveraging the outputs of American frontier models developed by OpenAI Group PBC and Anthropic PBC to train their own AI systems for defense applications. The review by Reuters included a detailed examination of more than 80 academic papers. The Post report claims China is distilling U.S. next. Fifth, from Big, by Matt Stoller. Monopoly. Roundup, how new dealers would have popped the AI bubble. Lots of Monopoly news as usual. There was drama in the Paramount-Warner merger. Record and unexpectedly high corporate profits are contrasting with sour consumers. And the most important Senate primary around Monopoly questions takes place on Tuesday. But before getting to the full roundup, I want to start by discussing some market rigging that took place around AI this week and what it means. The TLDR here is pretty simple. It's time to force big AI firms to open their finances to the public. Up next, sixth, from behind the balance sheet, Buffett versus Sun, the great AI bet. So I was reading about this interesting bet between Warren Buffett and Masayoshi Sun, and what caught my attention was the underlying mechanics of their wager. Essentially, they're betting on the performance of a hedge fund that's heavily invested in companies working on artificial intelligence. What's mechanically surprising here is that the fund is using a unique approach to investing, where they're not just looking at the typical metrics like revenue growth or profit margins, but also at the potential for these AI companies to disrupt entire industries. The thing that's got people talking is the scale of the salaries being offered to AI talent, with some companies paying upwards of $20 million per year. It's not just the amount that's surprising, but also the fact that these companies are willing to pay such high premiums for talent that can help them develop and implement AI systems. This shift in the way companies are approaching AI development is what's driving the interest in this bet between Buffett and Sun. It's also worth noting that this bet is not just about the potential returns on investment, but also about the broader implications of AI on the economy and society. The fact that asteroid mining is being mentioned in the same breath as AI salaries suggests that people are thinking about the long-term potential of these technologies to transform industries and create new opportunities. The bet itself is a fascinating example of how different investors are approaching the AI space, with some taking a more cautious approach and others being more aggressive in their investments. What's clear is that the outcome of this bet will be closely watched and will likely have implications for how investors think about AI and its potential impact on the economy. And then, seventh, from McRumors. MacBook Air experiencing major shortage, despite $200 price increase. Retail store sources say Apple is struggling to keep the laptop in stock and that shipments of new units are more constrained than they can ever recall, he said. In the U.S., the MacBook Air is facing a 2-6 week delivery estimate on Apple's online store, with configurations with higher amounts of RAM delayed the longest. MacBook Air supply is constrained due to the ongoing memory chip shortage, resulting from companies building out data centers with powerful AI servers. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.